you don't really have to be dependent on an outside person, but to know that you have within you tremendous abilities to make positive changes in your life. You see, if we're victims, then we feel isolated, we feel in pain and fear, and we're always looking for someone else to do it for us. But now we're taking, as I said, responsibility for our own lives, and we're beginning to understand how we can contribute to the experiences that we have and how we can change those experiences if we don't really care for them. And of course, you know, from the moment you decide to make a change until you get your demonstration, as we call it, or when you get what you want, we have this transitional period. And that's when we're moving between the old order and the new order. It's a time of releasing old beliefs and old habits, and of learning and practicing and then living the things that we're working on. The new beliefs or the new feelings or the new methods or the new behaviors. And while you're getting those in place so that they are a natural part of your life, you're going to have a lot of vacillating in that period between the old and the new. And you go back and forth between what was and what you would like to be or what you would like to have. And if you decide that you're going to release an old belief and that you're going to create a new one, during that transitional period, you're going to go back and forth. And this is a time when we often get very angry at ourselves because it's like, well, I know all about the new. Why aren't I doing it? I must not be good enough or I must be a bad person. But that's silly because anything that we're learning takes time. And you go back and forth and back and forth until you're really strong in the new belief, until you've gone to the complete shift. You know, you may begin to do an affirmation for something, and you're doing well, and then something happens, and you say, oh, I can't do that, and you go back to your old worry habit again. Well, that's just a period of vacillating. It doesn't mean that you haven't learned anything, and it doesn't mean that you're back where you started. It's just part of that back and forth thing. You're not settled in your new habit yet. And that takes a little time and a little practice and a little patience. And you want to be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. You know, you want to build yourself up instead of beating yourself up. There's a tremendously different image if you just think of it. Do your thoughts build you up or do they beat you up? When you beat yourself up, you know, that's not being very loving to yourself. Sometimes we don't need to make outward changes so much as to go within and just sort of take what we already do and alter it just a little bit. Somebody was saying to me tonight that they were thinking about a new apartment and they were worrying that there wouldn't be enough money. And I said, well, why don't you start affirming there will be lots of money? And, you know, it's just like a tiny little thing, and you almost change two words. But it's a small way of changing the way you look at a particular situation. Somebody was asking me, saying that they were in a lot of pain. And, you know, they kept using the word pain so much. And they said, is there another word that I could use? And I thought of the time that I smashed my finger with a window. And I realized that if I really gave into it, I was going to go through a very difficult period. So the minute it happened, I started to do some mental work right away. But then I remember I was referring to my finger as having a lot of sensation. And it did. It had a lot of sensation. And, you know, by insisting upon viewing it in that particular way, to me, I think helped it heal much quicker and helped me handle what could have been an incredibly painful thing. Because I knew that if I could alter my mind, it would be better. If we can just alter the way we think just a little bit. So those of us who want to change, we're moving from an old order to a new order. And lots of things are happening on this planet. I don't think things on the planet are so very different than they used to be, but we seem to be more aware of things. I see things in the paper all the time, and I think, oh my goodness, are we really doing that? And then as I continue to read, it seems like we've been doing it for a long time, but it's coming to the surface. We seem to see more.